The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. We're at Harton, Kansas tonight. Ladies game in the book. JCN coming from behind to win in the first game tonight. And now it is the guy's turn. Joseph is our producer and engineer. He's working hard at the Care Radio Sports Studios, doing everything he can to keep the hamster fed, you know, on the little treadmill that makes it all work. Joseph, thank you. Tom Calcetti here courtside. The PA guy is introducing starters to a really, really nice crowd on hand here this evening. And with that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Horton Chargers. And under head coach David Losey, Horton coming into the ballgame tonight, 8-7 on the season, and a good 7-4 record in the NEKL. They're going to be starting Luke McAfee. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 6-foot junior, Gannon Becker. Cooper Wishrop, he's a 6'2 junior. This is a tall team, 6'3", Caden Smith is a junior, and running it out at 6'2", Jack Allen. So every player, 6', and then 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", and 6'3". For Jefferson County North, and head coach Corey Knoll with his assistant, Jeff Schneider. JCN comes into the ballgame tonight, 10-5 on the season, 8-3 in the Northeast Kansas League. JCN is going to be starting the five that we've kind of grown accustomed to seeing out of the floor. Brady Knoll and Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, Ethan Knoll, four juniors, and the senior, Blake Fowler. We are set to go in Horton and hope you enjoy it. Chargers and Chargers getting together here tonight. We'll do our very best to keep them differentiated for you. As the ball goes up, the tip of the way, it's controlled down by the home team. Horton has the basketball, and we are underway in the guys' game. JCN, unlike the both girls' teams, JCN is going to start up in a player defense, a man-to-man defense, if you will. They'll skip it over to the right side, get it there to Allen. Comes out on top. That's going to be Caden Smith. Feeds underneath and off the rim a couple of times. The shot is going to be up and good, and Jack Allen will have the first point of the game. Horton has broken out on top, 2-0, and we are a half a minute in. McAfee will beat it over to the left side to Grady. Back out on top of the go, Carson. He works it around to the right side, Blake Fowler. And Horton's guys also are going to start in his zone. Here's a three, Calvin, no good. The long rebound tipped out of Calvin's going to come down with it, and then he is undercut by a diving Horton player. And a foul is going to be called on Horton, and is going to be on. It's going to be on Cooper Wishrop. So James Dean is going to be bringing it back and playing on the near side. 7-11 to go in that first quarter, 2-0. Horton with the early lead off their first possession. Here's a long three for McAfee. That was a high arcing shot, but hit the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Pull down JCN. And as they try to get the ball out into the middle, it'll be stolen by Horton. Gannon Becker comes up with the basketball. Goes right side. McAfee. Three! Luke McAfee. It is very quickly 5-0. Horton. We're at 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the left side. See, now, what we do have on both teams is a McAfee on each club, so I'm going to have to be careful with that also and try to make it very clear who has the ball and who is doing what. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul called underneath. It's going to be another foul on Horton. It'll be the first of the ball game by Gannon Becker, and it'll be Horton team foul, too. So for Horton, you've got Luke McAfee. For JCN, you've got Carson McAfee. Now, I know both of their families well, and I believe they are not related. So there you go. And JCN is going to turn it over off the inbound. Here we go back the other way. Horton with the ball into the lane, leading it 5-0. Here's a baseline jump shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Offensive board underneath is going to be followed up. Then we're going to get a JCN foul and two free throws. The ball being followed back up off the miss on the left side, put on its way by Cooper Wishrop. And he is going to be fouled by Grady Noel. Grady picking up his first. It'll be the first foul by JCN tonight. Free throw, off the rim, and in. That was kind of an acrobatic shot. It hits the back of the rim. It's one of those that bounces straight up and then drops straight back down through. Now 6-0, Horton. This game beginning very much like the girls' game began. Horton putting together a big lead early. The second free throw is no good. And a rebound coming down to JCN. And Coach Noel has already made his first substitution of the game. He's brought Andrew in. Andrew Baker, big sophomore for the Jeff North Chargers. Here's a feed across to the right side. JCN with the basketball. They'll kick it over to Fowler. 5:45 to go in the first. Jeff North still looking for his first point of the game. Here comes Calvin dribbling it out toward the top. Now he's got it way out on the right edge, right in front of the Horton bench as JCN is going from right to left here in the first half. The feed to Baker, cuts it across to the baseline. Calvin goes up for the shot. It's deflected. He gets fouled. And we're going to get Manville at the free throw line for Jeff North. The foul is going to be on Caden Smith for Horton. It'll be his first team foul three. One foul on three different Horton players in the first free throw. It's up, it's good, and JCN is on the board. Calvin will have his first point tonight. Now 6-1. One more shot coming up, and he'll get them both. Calvin Mandel with the first 2 points for JCN. Horton quickly into the forecourt. They'll lob it out on top between the circles. Going to be Wishrop with it. Dumps it over to the right side to Becker. Becker skips it down low to Allen. Twisting, turning off the block. Falls away. Jump shot. Rolls around, and then it goes in. Jack Allen has four. It is an 8-2 Horton lead. And we're at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Manville, they'll feed underneath. Trying to get it down low to the big guy. But it's going to be batted away from Andrew Baker. And it's going to go out of bounds. Back, it'll come to Jefferson County North. Now also into the game is going to be Connor Kearns for JCN. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. 8-2 Horton out front. They've led now twice by 6 points. They'll kick it right side to Fowler. Out on top is going to be McAfee for JCN. JCN having a hard time against this Horton zone defense. It's really maybe even a 3-2. Here's a baseline shot for McAfee, but before his shot, we're going to get a foul called, and it's going to be on Jack Allen. So now Horton's got 4 fouls, one each on 4 different players, and JCN putting it in again in the middle. And the jump shot off the inbound is straight up and in. Give an assist to McAfee and a bucket to Andrew Baker. 8-4. Horton, 4:20 to go. Almost halfway through the opening quarter. Horton at home here tonight. Here's a running shot high off the window and good. And Gannon Becker scored. Four of the Horton five have gotten on the board already, and we are now halfway through the first quarter. It is 10-4. Horton out front. McAfee around to the right side again in front of the Horton bench. Comes back out on top to Calvin. Put a gun on the floor one time. Gets it over to Fowler. Around to the left side. Looking into the middle is going to be Connor Kearns. Back around to the right. JC and just working the ball around the outside. First to the right. Now to the left. McAfee will take a baseline. Little bunny hop falling away. The shot is going to be off the window. No good. Put back up by Baker. It's no good. And on the rebound, a jump ball gets called in the middle. You hear kind of a groan from the Horton fans. They wanted a foul called on Andrew Baker. Did not get that. But the alternate possession is going to come back to Jefferson County North. And JC and head coach Corey Noah is going to make another couple of substitutions, rotating some starters back in. Ethan and Grady, both back into the game for Jeff North. JC and putting the ball in play and going to travel with it. Grady got the ball on top and kind of got the little happy feet before he was able to get the ball dribbled. Scoots him a little bit. So Jeff North turns it over, and at 3:20 to go in the first quarter, Horton has the basketball. They lead by six. It is 10-4, Horton in front. Horton in the home white uniforms with kind of royal blue lettering a trim. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and good. That is the fifth point of the game for Gannon Becker. Horton's hit a couple of threes already, and JC in a little bit of early trouble, trailing by nine. It is 13-4, 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Jeff North with the basketball, back around to the right side, little one-handed push pass into the baseline. Ethan has it. Back out on top, McAfee. Cross it goes Ethan, a beautiful cutter, and Ethan from the baseline right gets it, plus one. And I'm going to fix that. It was not Ethan, it's going to be Connor. Give that one to Connor Kearns. So Connor Kearns hits the bucket, coming to the line, and that is going to be the second foul for Horton's Cooper Wishrock. And he is going to come out of the game. This is the first substitution by Horton so far tonight. And before the free throw, we're going to get a Horton timeout. Joseph, let's do it. We're going to take a break here with 2 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the first quarter from Horton, Kansas. It is Horton 13, Jefferson County North 6.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
County North coming to the free throw line. You've got high school basketball on your radio on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. The free throw, it is perfect. So the conventional three-point play successful for Connor Kearns. It is now 13-7. And quickly, Horton down the floor, puts up a long shot that misses, but the really long rebound is going to be taken away out on top. And then it's going to be thrown away down at the baseline. So Horton going just a little too fast and turns it over. JC and will have it back in play from the backcourt. No pressure at all. The defense is going to pick up around midcourt. Carson McAfee comes up the floor. He'll swing it over to the right side. Deep in the right corner is going to be Ethan Noel. Out on top it'll be to Grady. On the left side now McAfee. He lobs it off on top. Darting to the right. Feeds down low to Andrew Baker. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. JC and they're trying to spread out that zone. They're trying to get them to go from side to side a little bit more, make them run, see if they can open someone up if the defender doesn't get back across quickly enough. Now they'll feed in the middle of Baker. He'll kick it over to the left side of McAfee. He cuts inside, has the ball slapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds by Jack Allen. It'll be JC in ball again down to the baseline. Blake Fowler is going to come back in. Also coming back in is going to be Calvin Manville. So JCN has played seven guys tonight. Horton so far tonight has been six deep. Inside, 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. JCM with the basketball. They're down six. They've been down by as many as nine. Again, they run kind of a motion-type offense, swinging it from one side to another. Now it's passed deep into the right corner. They'll feed it to Ethan. He'll turn and fade and shoot. Won't go down. And on the rebound, the player's getting tangled up in the middle. They're going to call a jump ball. Nice job in the middle by Calvin Manville to reach in and get a handle on the ball and not commit a foul. And now JCN is going to go full court pressure on the inbound. And we've got the Horton player falling to the floor, but no travel called as the ball gets away from him. And now coming down the court, little bunny hop shot is up, no good. Ethan coming down with a rebound. It's going to be stripped out of his hands, but he goes back and retrieves it. And now he's knocked to the floor, and we're going to have a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be on Gannon Becker. Team foul six for Horton. Both Gannon Becker and Cooper Wishrop have two. And for Horton, that's a real problem. You cannot have a couple of starters in deep foul trouble with still a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. It remains 13-7. Horton in front. JCN looking to get the offense kind of in here. Over to the left side is going to be Kearns. Thought he was going to take the three-point shot. Then he passes it up. Again, shooting over that zone. Here's the feed, right side. Shot blocked. Ethan, no shot, is going to be rejected. And the JCN is going to steal it back. Out on top. Here's Fowler. Blake does not take the shot. And again, JCN begins to initiate that side-to-side movement of the basketball. This time it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Jeff North putting it in play again right at the end of the Horton bench, right between the bench and the scorer's table across the way from where I'm sitting. 40 seconds ago in the first quarter. Moved along pretty quickly. We haven't had a lot of scoring. We had a little foul action. Six fouls for Horton so far. Jason has committed only one. Half a minute to go in the first. Cross court to Fowler. He's just going to square up. It looks good, but a little too long. Rebound tipped out. JCN will recover it. 15-footer for Fowler. Off the rim once. No. And Horton will clear down the rebound. And now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. JCN tries to steal it back, and we'll get a foul. Probably, maybe Ethan. Officials coming over. It will not be Ethan. It will be Andrew Baker. So Andrew will get his first foul of the game. So for JCN, Grady Knoll with one, and now Andrew Baker with one. Those are the two JCN fouls to this point tonight. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Horton has the basketball. Going to have to hurry to get a shot away. 5 seconds. Horton with it still out on top. 3 seconds. Over to the left side. That's a really long shot. And it's perfect! What a shot from deep to the left side. The clock comes to its feet. Has a three-point shot at the buzzer by Luke McAfee. We're taking a break after one here in Horton, Kansas. It's the Horton Chargers 16, JCN 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tell you what, the home crowd here in Horton is really into this ball game, and well, they should be, as Horton has come out of the blocks and has taken a 9-point lead at the end of the opening quarter, 16-7. Horton being led in scoring by Luke McAfee, who has hit a couple of 3-point shots, including that big one right at the end of the quarter. Gannon Becker has 5-4 for Jack Allen, and Cooper Wishoff the other point. For JCN, 3 for Connor Kearns, Andrew Baker, Calvin Manville, each with 2, so you've got Grady Knoll, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Ethan Knoll. Guys who are normally the leading scorers for JCN, none of whom have scored yet tonight. It is Jeff North basketball to begin the second quarter. They bring it in, playing. We're back underway. J.C. going right to left in the first half. The feed, right side of the lane, stepping into the lane, trying a little backdoor bounce pass. Ethan's going to lose the ball. Horton coming up the floor with it. Here's a runner from the left side. Rolls around it good. Luke McAfee has eight. It is now an 18-7 lead. Jaycee trails by 11. 7:17 to go in the half. Coach Nolgan is set to put Andrew Baker back in. He's got his original starting five out there with Grady, Blake, Carson, Calvin, and Ethan. A minute gone in the second quarter. Jaycee still moving the ball around the outside. They have great patience there. Coach running the offense. Over to the left side is going to be Grady. Between the circles of Calvin. Over to the right elbow. Driving in is McAfee. He'll put up a 12-foot shot, and they're going to call it for an offensive foul. Carson McAfee went up and then kind of leaned into the defender, and he will have his first foul of the game. It'll be JCN team foul three. Horton has picked up six, so for Jeff North, there are going to be free throws shot for the entire second quarter on every Horton foul. Now Jeff North is going to go through some full court pressure. And up the floor, it's going to come over to the left side. Here's a baseline unobstructed three that misses. And Calvin Manville gets way upstairs to rebound down the missed shot. Calvin will take it down the left lane. Goes in. Behind the head layup. No, we get a foul. This might be a big one. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. It's going to be Caden Smith second. So now you've got three Horton starters with two fouls apiece. And still, 6:28 to go in the second quarter. Free throw for Calvin. Rolls around and goes in. So Calvin Manville with 3 points tonight. 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Jaycee has only hit two buckets from the floor. And neither one by a starter yet tonight. This free throw, good. That makes it 18-9, Horton. And a collision right in front of head coach Knoll and the JCN bench is going to result in a foul on Connor Kearns. Connor's first, JCN's fourth. It'll be Horton basketball coming in right and in front of the scorer's table. And Horton has the ball. They lead by 9. They go all the way around to the right side of the lane. Now, with nowhere else to go, just turning around. The shot goes up, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be JCN. Ethan's coming down the court. He is 1-on-3. It goes all the way to the bucket and scores it. Ethan Knoll. Makes it 18-11. 6 minutes to go in the half. JCN, full court pressure. Look at the battle back. Up the floor, comes over to the left side. And again, with the open three, launched and missed. Rebound, Horton will save it deep in the edge. It'll be rescued by Horton way out on the right-hand side. Pulling it in is going to be Jackson Moman. Now he's going to turn it over. JC in coast-to-coast, other way, up and good! Connor Kearns, two more. And suddenly it's 18-13. JC in getting some momentum. And wisely, Horton head coach Losey taking a timeout. A good timeout for Horton. Joseph, we're taking a break. Inside, six to go in the half. It's now Horton 18, JC in 13.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Talking about the nice crowd, I am across the way from the scorer's table at the top of the stands here at Horton High School and surrounded by a sea of blue Charger fans, and across the way from me in the kind of the balcony behind the benches and the scorer's table on the what would be the east side of the gymnasium, a big ocean of green Chargers fans here tonight. So both teams well represented and happy to have you along with us here this evening on Care Radio. Horton coming out of the timeout will put the ball in play. They lead by five. They've led by as many as 11 here in the second quarter. They will drive to the baseline. Little short jumper, knocking it down. Cannon Becker, he is having a great start to the game already at 7 points. 20-13. Horton in front. Chase Ian works it around to the left side. Ethan, couple of head fakes, can't get a shot away. Gets it over to McAfee. Carson dumps it over to the right side. Here's a long shot. Up, it's too long. And a rebound will be swept down by Horton. Into the ball game for the Chargers is going to be 6'3" sophomore Dante Masqua. Again, Horton has got just really good size. They are tall and they are long, and they're doing a really good job this season. Masqua trying to back in. He's in the lane for the longest time. His shot is going to be blocked, and they're going to say Andrew Baker was able to tie him up for the jump ball. Possession's coming back to Horton. It'll come in at their baseline. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Putting it in play for Horton, Luke McAfee. He's got 8 already tonight. Brings it in quickly. The cutter, the bucket, and one. Beautiful inbound play. It is very, very well designed. You got the bucket. You got the foul. And a chance at a Horton 3-point play for Trent Ottman. So Trent comes off the bench, and how tall do you think he is? Trent is a 6'3" senior. I don't know that we have certainly not seen. I'm not sure they have hardly anyone under 6 foot tall, and most of them 6'2 and 6'3 for Horton. The free throw misses, and an offensive rebound hauled down. Falling away, the jump shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down. Followed up, no good, and another JC and foul. So for a little while, early in the second quarter, the momentum had swung back over to JCN, but Horton has taken it right back. That is going to be Andrew Baker's second foul. And at the line is going to be Dante Masqua. The free throw will not quite fall in. Now let me tell you about Dante Masqua. Dante, in the program, a sophomore, 6'3". I absolutely believe that, maybe 6'4", but it's not 6'3" and like scrawny. We're talking 6'3" and 288. He is big. Second free throw will not go in either, and Jane Cien will rebound it down. Coming up with the rebound and bringing it up the floor is going to be Calvin. Chargers back over to the right side, and right back to that 2-3 zone goes Horton. Here's a shot from the baseline right. Ethan, too strong, flies over the rim, and Horton will take it down off the fly. 4 minutes to go in the half. Horton with the basketball, leading it again by 9. So they push their lead right back up. Here's a drive to the right side, spinning into the lane. Is there a travel? There's none. That was close. Horton will work it back over to the left side and push it back off on top. It's going to be Moman with it. He'll kick it to the right edge. Wishrop backing in, no room, goes left. Here's McAfee for Horton. No. Rebound. Pull down Blake Fowler. Again, James Dean's primary scorers have not gotten points on the board yet. Out from 16, Fowler. Yeah, there it is. It rolled around a little bit, but Blake got it to fall. 22-15. 3:15 to play in the opening half. Horton with a 7-point lead and with the basketball. They'll go over to the left side, middle of the lane, driving in. Beautiful first step and getting around Ethan, the big guy, Dante Masqua for two. 24-15, Horton. We're at 2:50 to go in the first half. JC and guys need to find the offense. 15 points so far tonight. 7 in the opening quarter and only 8 more here in the second. Here's a 13-footer, left side, halfway in, it kicks back out. The shot will not go in for Connor Kearns. Horton with the defensive rebound, and back up the floor they come. We're going to ball right in front of Coach Noel and the JCN bench. Now they'll swing it over to the right side to McAfee. That would be Luke McAfee for Horton. Top side, Masqua. Back out on top, Moman. He'll dish it over to the left side, and Horton, very patient, brings it back up topside again. 2 minutes to go in the half. turn toward the baseline. JC is doubling up on the basketball, and we're going to get a blocking foul call on Ethan. So Ethan Noel will pick up the personal foul. I have him for one. That is what it says. And that is going to be team foul seven for JCN. The Horton Chargers picked up a bunch of fouls in the opening quarter. JCN has been in the one and one, but has only had one opportunity up there. Team fouls are now even at seven apiece. Coming to the line for Horton, it's going to be Wishrop. His free throw, no good. Good. Hold the phone. They're going to call this a two? They are. I think everybody, including the guys on the floor, thought it was a one and one. Again, Wishrop coming to the line. This one. Okay, let's fix it. It was the one and one. They're going to call a lane violation on Blake Fowler, so that wiped off the first miss. Wishrop hits the free throw, so now he's going to get the bonus after all. And we'll miss that. Rebound, JCN had it. And then, as he comes down with the basketball, Grady Noel gets kind of mowed over and knocked to the floor. The foul is going to be on Trent Ottman for Horton. And here's where the tempo of the game just really, really begins to deteriorate. Now we just walk to the other end of the floor for more free throws. The game stretches out. Momentum kind of subsides. JCN's front half of the 1-1. It's going to be missed. And the rebound stolen back. Fowler shot won't go in. So Grady missed the front end. Got the rebound taken. He took the rebound away. Laid it up. Missed the layup. Here comes Horton. A minute 45 to go in the opening half. It is a 25-15. Horton lead. They have led by as many as 11, leading it by 10 right now. We're at a minute and a half to go in the first half. All the way to the baseline right, Horton with the ball, feeds over to the block, and we're going to get another JCN foul as the ball went down to the baseline. Okay, Jackson Moment had it. Two JCN players kind of surrounded him, trying to trap him down against the baseline, and they're going to call a second foul of the game on Ethan Noel. And big applause by the Charger fans. Trent Ottman coming out of the game and in Darius LaCroix. Darius is a 6-foot senior. Right now, Horton is a free throw line. Moment, 1-1, misses that one. Rebound, JCN. So for the Jeff North Chargers, very fortunate that Horton is not hitting the free throws that they've been earning here in this game. Here's a turnaround shot by Calvin Block. Horton rebounds it down. We've got a minute 15 to go in the half. Driving down the court, coast to coast, now dishing into the corner, the three-point shot, no. Followed in by LaCroix, plus one. The crowd obviously loves Darius LaCroix. That will be the second foul tonight by Connor Kearns for JCN. The Croy's free throw? No. Rebounding it down, Grady. No, so let me fix that. Rebounding it down, Calvin. Calvin Manville comes up with the rebound. He's got it on the right side, comes out on top. Blake Fowler comes into the lane, skips it over to the left side. Back out on top. JCN works the outside with 50 seconds to go. Now the shot blocked out of the hand of Connor Kearns, but JCN is going to save it. Here's a feed to the right side. Manville up and in. That was a tough shot. And you can see a lot of determination by Calvin Manville, who's able to hit it and draw a foul. So he's coming to the free throw line. 44 seconds ago in the opening half. And frankly, the quality of play has kind of deteriorated and has gotten a little wild out here. The free throw is up. It is good for Calvin. The foul is going to be on Dante Masqua. Put away for Horton if you're keeping your scorebook at home. 35 seconds to go in the half. It is now 27-18. JCN a moment ago trailed by a dozen. It's the largest deficit. Here's a three. Got it! The third three And the 11th point so far tonight for Luke McAfee, 30-18. And again, Horton leading by a dozen. 15 seconds to go in the half. Payson is going to go to the locker room trailing by double digits. We'll see what if they can cut it a little. With 6 seconds, they've got the ball. Left side with 4 seconds. Fowler loses the handle, goes up, misses it. Rebound, Horton at halftime. So JCN's final possession, not at all what they had in mind. And we are in intermission. Two teams headed to the locker room, and we'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. At the break, it's Horton 30, Jeff North 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, the crowd being entertained by the Horton High School dance group here, and let me recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Horton, what a half for Luke McAfee. He has 11, three threes on his way to 11 in the first half, seven and a half for Gannon Becker. It was four for Jack Allen. And the two apiece, Darius LaCroix, Trent Ottman, Dante Maskwa, and Cooper Wishoff. For Jefferson County North, Calvin Manville leads the way with seven. Off the bench, it was five for Connor Kearns. And the two apiece, Slate Fowler, Ethan Noel, and Andrew Baker. And for JCN, really, really, I'm going to tell you, lucky to be within 12. Because Horton, at the free throw line in the first half, only 2 of 9. And some of those were the front half of 1 and 1. So they were only 2 of 9 at the free throw line. JCN, on the other hand, shot well. 5 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. Well, the coach is working on the game plan, and we'll be back to bring in the second half of this guy's game live. But right now, from Horton, Kansas, with the halftime score, the Horton Chargers 30, the Jeff North Chargers 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it is halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from Horton, Kansas, as Tom Couts is covering the JCN at Horton series tonight. Tomorrow night, looking at the Carrick Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens on the road at Peru State. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men's game should be right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will be with ACCHS on the road at Valley Falls. Join us about 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as they play host to William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals and girls' games. It was the Riverside Cyclones trailing the Hiawatha Redhawks. Hiawatha Redhawks had 46 points to Cyclones 42. In the Thunder Blue Jays game, Nemaha Central came out on top 45-32. Jackson Heights Cobras beat the Pleasant Ridge Rams 54-33. And in the Troy-Wetmore game, it was the Troy Ladies 58 to Wetmore's 15. I'll be back with the boys' scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at boys' scores, we've got at the half, Riverside at 20 points to Hiawatha 16. Nemaha Central was trailing Sabetha. Sabetha had 27 points to Nemaha Central's 13 at the half. Troy was leading Wetmore 37-18. The Lynn boys were leading the Valley Heights boys 34-23. And in this game, we've got the Horton Chargers above the JCN Chargers, Horton 30, JCN 18. I'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High of 46. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 30. Cloudy skies. Mid-40s Thursday. Upper 30s Friday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 34 degrees out there. We've got calm conditions. Relative humidity in Atchison is 55%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.24 inches of mercury. Up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, the dew point is 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature is 34. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Horton, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of the guys' game. It is a 30-18 lead as we go to the second half. Joseph, our producer, engineer, news guy, doing it all in the studio. Joseph, thanks so much. Tom counts with it here in JC and putting the ball in play. McAfee, going three. No. As a coach, I'm not sure what you do, what you say when in the first half, the shots just weren't falling. Here's a shot on the other end for Horton. It won't go in. Follow shot, won't go in. Rebound, Jefferson County North. So in the first 30 seconds of the second half, each team has had a possession. Each team's taken a shot. Neither team has scored. I'm not sure how you can coach that at halftime. But what you're probably looking to do is maybe get a little bit better shots, a little bit cleaner looks. You can do some things like that. Here's a cross-court pass, JC, and that was a risky pass, but they were able to pull it off. Back out on top, it will go. Driving in, McAfee feeds it over, and McAfee's going to be fouled. Now, Carson was able to create that foul by getting into the lane, forcing the defender to have to move up very quickly, and then he put that defender in a bad spot, as it will now be the third foul of the game for Cooper Wishrop, and Coop out of the game as quickly as that. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nobody's put anything on the board yet in the second half. It remains 30-18, Horton. JCN, left side, it's going to be Fowler. Out on top, Calvin Manville. Got Grady Nolan, Ethan Noll out there. Calvin Manville, Carson McAfee, Blake Fowler. Those are the JCN five. Here's a driving shot of the baseline. It's up, it's no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Horton's got it. They've got a 2-on-1 breakaway, and the pass is going to be stolen. They try to skip it through the lane, and right on the spot, Calvin Manville comes up with the steal. Here comes Jefferson County North. Still, no one has put a point on the board in the second half. We're at 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Manville, right side McAfee. Down to the baseline it goes. For JCN, this is not so different than their game Friday night with MHMA. They found themselves trailing early by a lot, battled back, ultimately winning the game. Here's a shot underneath, no good. Jack Allen's going to rebound it down. Horton taking it the other way. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Still 30-18, Horton in front. Chargers will dish it over to the left side, get it there to Luke McAfee. He has been absolutely outstanding in the first half with those 11 points by halftime. Skip pass over to the right. Allen goes all the way underneath the rim, rotates, shoots and scores. No, give that to Caden Smith. Let me fix that. Caden Smith with that bucket. 32-18. And now, the 14-point lead, the largest of the game by Horton. JCN getting themselves in a tight, tight spot. 5:20 to go, third quarter. At the baseline, Ethan. He's double-teamed, trapped on the baseline, able to get rid of it and brings it back out on top. JCN will control the ball. Straight away, McAfee, high, arcing, rainbow! It's up and good! Carson McAfee will get his first point of the game with 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Making it 32-21. Here's a shot at the other end. They're going to have a block, and Calvin Manville making the block is also going to be called for committing a foul. It is going to be the first foul of the evening by Calvin Manville. James Dean and team foul one of the second half, and at the line for Horton, Caden Smith. Caden's first free throws of the night. That one just a little bit short. One more shot coming. James Dean is going to take out Ethan Noel and Grady Noel. Back into the game will come Andrew Baker and Connor Kearns. So head coach Corey has used seven guys in the course of this game, and that's all. Second free throw is going to hit the front lip and then crawl up over and in. So Caden Smith, his third point tonight. 33-21, inside five to play in the third quarter. Chase Dean back down court with it. McAfee over to the left side to Fowler. He had kind of a look at it and then changed his mind about taking the shot. We'll feed it down low to Andrew Baker. Back out on top, McAfee. He'll go three again. That one will hit the rim and carry him away. And Fowler's going to save it in. That was really great hustle by Fowler. Now the cross court pass stolen. Jailbreak down the court and layup good. Luke McAfee has 13. And it's 35-21. And we've got 4:20 to go in a quickly moving third quarter. There really been no stoppages of play, and the clock is zooming. Here's Fowler for three. Too strong. Rebound, Horton. Caden Smith coming down with the rebound. Back up four with it. It is Luke McAfee. His pass is batted free for a moment, but saved. Now he'll put up a shot. Too strong. Rebound, McAfee saves it. Hook pass across goes to Allen. He will turn and get it in. Jack Allen. A wild shot at the basket goes down. Jason in a bit of a jamming. Coach Nolan's going to take a timeout. We'll take a break. Down to 3:50 to play in the third quarter. Horton 37, JCN 21.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Horton has pushed it, lead to 16. It's biggest lead of the evening. JCN, who needed to cut into that gap in the second half, has, in fact, had the gap grow wider. Well, Jeff North, the ball will be put in play by Carson McAfee. You got Blake Fowler out there and Connor Kearns, Andrew Baker, and Calvin Mandel. Those are the JCN 5. 3:40 to go in the third. Jeff North with the basketball on the right side. Here's a falling away baseline shot. Manville won't get it. Caught on the fly on the other side of the rim by Jack Allen. And up the floor with it will come Horton, Luke McAfee, and Cannon Becker out there. Caden Smith, Jack Allen. And let me see who's coming off the bench here to take Caden's spot. No, Caden's out there too. So they got the starting five out on the floor. Horton with the basketball, leading up by 16. 3:10 to go, third quarter. It may not be too early to see Coach Losey slowing this game down a little bit. Again, no shot clock at a high school game. They don't have to shoot again for the rest of the quarter. Off the right block, twisting and turning, no shot there. They'll bring it back on top. 2:50 to go in the third. With a 16-point lead, Horton just handling the ball and doing a nice job. JC in their player defense. Cross over to the right side, it'll go. It's going to be Moman in the game. Jackson, his little follow-away shot, missing. Rebounding it down, Jeff North. Calvin Mandel with the rebound up the floor. Calvin, top of the keys. They'll skip it down low to Fowler. He'll feed it across, and Baker, it is up and good, but Fowler hits the floor. Was there a, had he been fouled before he gets it over to Andrew? That is going to be the third foul of the game for Caden Smith. So for Horton, Cooper Wishrop and Caden Smith are both playing with three fouls. Trent Ottman coming into the game now for Horton. So they wave off that shot, saying the foul occurred prior. And JCN brings it back in play again. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. JCN's going to have to get very serious about its offense here very soon. Trailing by this many. Here's a straightaway three from the top. Misses. And a rebound pulled down by Horton's Luke McAfee. And he is going to be fouled down at the baseline. So JCN picking up the foul. And Horton will have it in play from the backcourt. 2:01 to play. That'll be the third foul for Andrew Baker. Luke McAfee, who took that hard spill to the floor, he's going to check out. He's just fine, I think. He is seeking no attention, just pulling up a chair and finding a water bottle. Horton will bring in from the bench. Did they? Let me look. Oh, yeah, they brought in Dante Masqua. Masqua has it right side. Smartly brings the ball back out. It comes back into Masqua. And he travels with the basketball. We have that old rule. The five shouldn't be dribbling the ball. And he tried to drive in. Turns it over with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. A third quarter that has seen JCN, who desperately needed points, score only three. Carson McAfee hit that three-point shot. That has been the only scoring for JCN here in the third. And again, their offense is not able to find the rim. Here's a feed in the lane. The shot from about eight is good for Ethan. Ethan Knoll makes it 37-23. And we're at a minute 15 to play. Third quarter. Horton over to the left side. It's going to be Wishrop in the game. Dishes it to the right. Becker. And the Chargers of JCN steal it. JCN back up the floor with the basketball. That's going to be Grady Knoll. He's got it left side. Feeds down low. And I don't know, a little miscommunication or something happened. Grady was trying to skip the ball down low to Ethan, and it goes out of bounds instead. And Jefferson County North is going to have its starting five in the game now. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Baseline shot for three is short, and a rebound cleared down by JCN. Grady pulls it down, gets it up to McAfee, feeds over to the left side to Ethan. He's got five guys around him at the baseline, and somehow shoots through all five of them and knocks it down. What a play by Ethan Knoll. It's 37-25, and JCN steals the upcourt pass. Ethan coming up with that basketball. He goes right-side and just dribbles away for the basketball. He tried to cut, but the ball kept going straight. He went left. The ball went out of bounds. A tough turnover for Jeff North. Half a minute to go, third quarter. JCN looking to try to get some momentum back, and they'll steal the upcourt pass. The look away by McAfee, and Calvin didn't see it coming. And again, JCN turns it over. 13 seconds left, third quarter. Chargers could have cut it to single digits, but instead, we're going to get a shot on the other end. Grady Knoll coming in late will pick up a foul. And with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter, Horton coming to the free throw line. Foul number two tonight by Grady Knoll. And Gannon Becker, who has 7 points tonight, his first free throw of the evening is good. It'll push the Horton lead back to 12 at 13 at 38-25. This one rolls around. It is also good. Becker has 9. 39-25. JCN's going to have to hurry 1 second and absolutely don't have any idea how much time is on the clock. Come down the court, holding the ball up, and the clock just expires without a shot taken. We'll go to the fourth here in Horton, Kansas. The home team way out in front. It is Horton 39, Jeff North 25.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Get set for the fourth quarter, and Horton has gotten eight guys in the scoring column tonight, led by Luke McAfee, now at 13 points, leading all scorers. Cannon Becker right behind him with nine. For JCN, the leading scorer, Calvin Manville. Calvin has seven. Ethan Knowles, 6-5 for Connor Kearns. Going to the fourth quarter for the Chargers, it is going to be Dante Mosqua out there. Luke McAfee's back in the game with Gannon Becker. We've also got Cooper Wishrop, and rounding it out, Darius LaCroix. For JCN, a quick scan lets us know it's the starting five of Grady Noel, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel. Horton puts the ball in play. The fourth quarter is underway. Driving in, little running shot. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Jefferson County North. There were not many fouls in the third quarter. This is going to be the third foul tonight for Carson McAfee. It will be JCN team foul four. And for Horton, the ball coming in play at their baseline. Horton has only committed two fouls. And the ball going into the backboard. That ball is thrown three quarters of the length of the floor, all the way to the top of the can on the other end. And going back there to guard it was Connor Kearns. And they're going to say he fouled him. I didn't know. It looks like there was not a lot of contact, but the official right on the spot makes that call. And here's a drive at the baseline. The cross-court pass goes into the crowd. People dunking and bobbing and weaving over here, but all smiles and giggles, so everybody seems to be okay. 7:37 to go in the game. 39-25, Horton out front. Horton will put the ball in play again, very deep into the backcourt. Over the shoulder, it's going to be caught by Gannon Becker. He'll bring it back up the floor, taking it down the left side, working against Connor Kearns. Top side, it'll go to Dante Mosqua. Now all the way to the baseline, falling away. The jump shot is up, no good. Offensive board, and another JCN foul. The Jeffersonville Chargers, frustrated team out of the court right now. And coming to the line, Horton's Dante Mosqua for a couple of free throws. He's got 2 points tonight, but is 0 for 2 at the free throw line. And that is the third foul tonight on Grady Noel. JCN team foul 6, so that means Horton's going to be shooting free throws for the last 7:19 of the game. And the first free throw, speaking of those, for Mosqua is not good. So he's 0 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. Grandpa Kenny, I think you're listening. And if so, your Chargers are going to need a little magic here to come back. They're down 14. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound is going to be cleared down by Jeff North. Andrew Baker comes up with a board. Here's a long three. McAfee, it's going to be off the mark, and a rebound tipped around. Swept down by LaCroix. Triple team to the backcourt, gets it away. Here comes Luke McAfee. Feeds it over to the left side. Weishrop, deep in the corner. Drives to the baseline. Double team there. It's going to be batted away, and we're going to have another JCN foul. This one's going to be the third by Ethan Noel. So Ethan Noel picks up the foul. JC and team foul 7, and as we indicated a moment ago, that means free throws coming up for Horton. 6:59 to go, so about 7 minutes left here. Officials taking a lot of time as they're trying to sort out the numbers of against whom the foul was called and who's going to be shooting. And they're right. Finally, they get it right. Ethan Knowles, third. Coming to the line is going to be Cooper Wishrop. He is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. That's where his only 2 points have come from. That free throw is no good. And a rebound pulled down by McAfee for Jefferson County North. Here comes JCN. The feed to the free throw line. Baker throws it down to the baseline to Ethan. He's down low. Comes out on top. McAfee rotates. Goes three. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Going to be pulled away by Horton. McAfee a little push to the back. No foul called against him. And up with it will come Cooper Wishrop. He's got it top of the key. Clicks it over to the left side. Here's going to be Becker with it on top. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Gets it to LaCroix. Mishandles it for a moment. Gets it back. Feeds it Becker. Hits it across the big man. Underneath. Goes in. Maskoff for two more. First point of the fourth quarter belonged to Horton. It is now 41-25. 6:16 to go. J.C. in left side with it. The Jeff North Chargers in the traveling green. Horton in the home white. J.C. in front of the baseline behind the backboard. The shot goes up, misses. The offensive board is up. It's in. Count it, plus one. So, Ethan Noel misses the shot, gets his rebound, follows it up and in, and draws the foul. Second foul tonight by Dante Maskwa. And Dante will check out of the game. Ethan Noel has his 8th point and a free throw here looking for number 9. He'll get it. 41-28. 5:59 to go. That's a lot of time in basketball minutes. But that is not any time to waste. If you're J.C. and looking to come back, if you're Horton, you want to just let that clock keep running. And you'll do that with plays like this. They get into the forecourt and go long side-to-side passes, making the defense chase. And then when they get an open shot, they will pass it up. Now a little jumper, and it was good. 11 points for Gannon Becker. He had driven into the middle and had a short jumper, had high confidence in it, but knocks it down. Chargers come back out on top. J.C. in. McAfee sidesteps the defender, gets it out top to Fowler. His three misses. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Jeff North. Looks like underneath the goal on the rebound. And the foul is going to be on Andrew Baker. I have him for 4 now. So Andrew Baker, 2 points, 4 fouls. And Jeff North coach Corey Noel making no move to take Andrew out of the game. There's nobody coming to the scoring table. He's asking the official to come over. He's wanting a little explanation for him. Court's going to bring Jack Allen back into the game and take out Darius LaCroix. And that foul also is going to be bringing Horton back to the other end of the floor where McAfee, who's such a good shooter, is at the line. He'll hit the first, earn a bonus. Now we're going to see Andrew Baker come out of the game. So it'll be Ethan Noel and Calvin Manville. You're going to have Carson McAfee. You're going to have Blake Fowler. And rounding it out is going to be, is that Connor? Yes. Second free throw was not good. It's 44-28. J.C. coming down the floor, and they get fouled. Now, this is not what Horton wants. Even though J.C. trails by 16, Horton does not want to allow them to come to the free throw line and have an opportunity to score with no time coming off the clock. That foul is going to be on Luke McAfee, and the free throw is good for Ethan Noel. Ethan with one more shot. It is a 44-29 game. Only 29. Low-scoring business. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around, and Horton saves it in. They'll come down the right side. The ball batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around. And we're going to have another J.C. and foul. 5:03 to go in the game. A little electricity here in the Horton High School Gymnasium as the home fans feel like they're about ready to come away with a big win here tonight. Blake Fowler comes back in, entering the game for JCN for the first time tonight. We're going to get Eli. Free throw, no good by Wishrop, but a rebound pulled down by Horton. They'll feed over to the left side. Falling away. Shot is up. Air ball. Rebound. Pulled down by JCN. It's still 44-29. Right side. Here's Eli. No. Rebound out of play. Which way is it going? It'll be Jeff North basketball. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. JCN will have the inbound pass knocked out of bounds. And come back in again to JCN. This time it'll be Kalman Manville inbounding. So Manville will look to inbound the ball. And his inbound pass right into the hands of a defender. Here comes Horton up the floor. The lob down court is going to be thrown away. And JCN is going to have it back. The quality of play has diminished considerably in the last couple of minutes. JCN has stepped up the speed of the game, looking to try to battle back. And Horton, who I thought would probably try to slow the game down, has not. 4:25 to go. McAfee with the ball way out on top. The defense challenges him a little bit. It'll go left side. Now into the lane. Ethan shoots it off the window. And two more. Ethan Knoll having a nice game. And we're going to have a Jeff North timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. 4 minutes, 13 seconds to go in tonight's guys game. It is Horton 44, Jefferson County North 31.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rafflinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Horton putting the ball in play as we return and into the forecourt with it. They're going to come quickly down the right side. It's going to be Gannon Becker. He'll dish it over to the left to Wishrop. Right now, Coach Losey has his starters in there. The jump shot to the baseline. No. Rebound on the floor. One hand put back. It's up and in. Jack Allen. Jack has 8. 46-31. And again, it's a 15-point lead. Here's a shot in the middle, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Grady. Grady Knoll drives into the lane, puts up a runner. The defender in front of him topples backward, and they will call Grady for the offensive foul. Grady Knoll has 4. Also for JC and Andrew Baker with 4 fouls, 3 for Ethan Knoll, 3 for Connor Kearns. And Horton putting it in play. JC is going to go to some full court pressure with 3.5 minutes left, down 15. Here's Horton with it over to the left side. McAfee drives to the baseline, comes out on top, now swings it over, wide open on the baseline right. An easy, easy layup underneath for Caden Smith. 48-31. And now, a Horton steal of the JCN up court. The running shot, no. The tip up, no. The follow up, no. Rebound, Jeff North. Chargers coming up court. Gotten a little wild. Here's a pass, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. JCN's going to throw it away. 3 minutes exactly to play. Grady and Ethan out of the ball game, and Jeff North now has McAfee, Manville, Fowler, Kearns, and Baker. And here's the ball that's going to be batted away by Connor. Knocked out of bounds. Horton will have it in right here, just across midcourt. We'll hold up the game for a minute as Connor laces up his sneakers. I still like to call them sneakers. 2:50 to go in the game. Horton will work it over to the left side. Just kind of hold on to it now. Caden Smith. Pass in the middle. Batted away by Baker. But as Caden grabs it back, he's got his heels on the sideline. And Horton turns it over. We're in Chargers with a lead 48-31. It is our largest lead of the game, and we're down to 2:40 to go. Here's a McAfee three. It is very short. Rebound saved in underneath. JC, and that was a nice rescue. And they'll try to bounce it into the middle and throw it away. Back the other way it's going to come. Down the right side, lob to the left, off the window, and good! Give that bucket to Wishrock. It is now 50-31. Over to the right side, Manville goes three. Short, rebound, pulled down by Horton, and Andrew Baker goes up to the board and has a collision, and he has fouled out. So Andrew's going to foul out of the ball game with 2:10 to go. And end the night with 2 points. The collision with Caden Smith, big strong guy. He went down hard, but comes right back to his feet. Pretty durable. It'll be Chase Hansen. It's over the 10 foul limit, so it's double bonus time for Horton. The gym's quiet. Caden's free throw kicked out. Caden is 1 of 3 at the free throw line and has 5 points tonight. 2:10 left. Horton about to pick up its 9th win and tie JC in the conference with this win. Second free throw also no good. Manville boards it down. Jeff North up court. Skips it over to the right side. Back out on top, Calvin. Down to the baseline. Connor, no. Rebound, Fowler. Puts it up, it spins on the rim and twists in. So nicely done by Blake Fowler. Count the basket, and he's coming to the free throw line for one, as Horton's Gannon Becker has his third foul tonight. Trent Ottman into the game for Horton as Jack Allen checks out. He's probably done for the evening with 1:55 to go. Blake's free throw completes the 3-point play. To 34. 1:48 to go. Over to the right block, and Horton brings it back out on top. JC and diving all over the place for the ball, and over the top, Manville goes for the block, calls for the foul. And Calvin has a third foul tonight. At the line for Horton, going to be Gannon Becker. Gannon, 11 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Having an outstanding evening. This free throw kicks out. The Horton crowd kind of groans because in the fourth quarter, Horton has not shot well. 1 of 9 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter is Horton. And now they're 2 of 10. 51-34. On the other end, a block and free throws coming up for JCN. This foul is going to be the fourth by Caden Smith. Some of the Horton fans beginning to head to the exit. A lot of them are probably going to stick around and revel in the moment, I would suspect. Coming to the free throw line for JCN is going to be Calvin. First free throw, no. Calvin had 7 points at halftime, has not scored yet in the second half. Going to look over the second shot. And won't get that one either. Rebound, Horton. Caden Smith rebounds. Up the floor goes Cooper Wishrop. He'll dump it off on top, and we'll get a Charger foul. We'll wait and see against whom this is called. 1:25 to go. It is the fourth foul tonight for Carson McAfee. The free throw is good. Cooper Wishrock gets that free throw to fall. That makes him 3 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. He's got, 5 points now? Second one won't quite drop, and a rebound tipped around. Horton's going to rescue it. With a minute 20 to go, Horton has the basketball. They've got an 18-point lead. They just need to run a little time down. Here's a pass into a lot of traffic, and JCN is going to steal it. Calvin Manville up the floor. Comes out on top. Connor Kearns back to Manville. Over to the right side. Eli's three. No, it wouldn't go. Rebound underneath. Horton's going to come up with the basketball. Back down the floor they come, and there's a minute left. 52-34, Horton. Top of the key. Back over to the right side. Trent Ottman knows to bring it back out on top. Take no shot. Just burn down some time. Oh! McAfee wants the shot. He can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down. JCN. McAfee coming up. You can see him just hunting that ball as he was coming up behind. He knocked it away from Connor Kearns, but it's going to go out of bounds back to Jeff North. We're down to a half a minute to go. McAfee has it. Over to Fowler. It's a set three. Gets it. Blake Fowler's first three of the game. 8 points. And on the other end, the free throw reject, or the layup rejected by McAfee from behind, knocking it away from Ottman. Here's Eli for three. No. JCN will rebound it down. McAfee in a lot of traffic for three. No. Rebound Horton. That's going to do it. Final score tonight in Horton, Kansas. The Horton Chargers 52, JCN 37. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For the Horton Chargers in this second game of the night, the boys' game leaped out in front early, kept their foot on the throttle, never let up, and rolled to a 52-37 win this evening over the visitors from Jefferson County North. A recap of the scoring. For JCN, the lone player in double digits, Ethan Knoll had a dozen. Blake Fowler with 8 tonight, 7 in the game. For Calvin Manville, Connor Kearns coming off the bench with 5. It was Carson McAfee hitting a 3 and 2 in the game for Andrew Baker. For Horton this evening, huge game. Bank of Atchison player of the game, Luke McAfee. He led his team. He led all scorers. He had 14 tonight in the Horton win. 12 this evening for Gannon Becker. It was an 8-point game for Jack Allen. 5 this evening for both Cooper Wishrop and Caden Smith. 4 points tonight for Dante Masqua. And with 2 apiece, it was Trent Ottman and Darius LaCroix. Horton now 9-7 overall and 8-4 in the conference. JCN is 10-6 and also 8-4 in the NEKL. Opening game of the night, it was JCN coming from behind to take a win from Horton, 44-33. And in that one, Bank of Atchison player of the game, Macy Thompson led the way with 14. Tomorrow night, Joseph, let's just do this again. Same thing, different place, different teams, but, you know, a similar setup. We're going to be with the Benedictine Ravens tomorrow. On the road in Nebraska, BC at Peru State. Ladies game at 5:30. The nightcap between the Ravens and the Bobcats at about 7:30 tomorrow right here on KARE. Looking forward to bringing that to you. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us this evening. Opening game, it was JCN Ladies coming back from behind to take a W. Second game, Horton leads from coast to coast and wins the nightcap. Till tomorrow, for Joseph, our guy in the KARE Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in Horton, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on KARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.